What's called an ilan srak? Lagaba this halacha. Because the ilan srak has so little value, so even if a little bit of my grapevine is on it, it's like the whole tree is part of the grapevine, and therefore I can't plant even under the parts that don't have a grapevine over it. So what's called an ilan srak? Zok the Mishnah, kol shein oise peiros. It's no different than what the halachis of an ilan srak would be in regard to anything else. If it doesn't produce peiros, if it's that kind of a tree, it's an ilan srak. Reb Meir disagrees. Reb Meir Eimer Hakel, all trees in regard to this halacha, even trees that produce peiros, have a din of an ilan srak. Chutz, with the exception of min hazayis v'hateina, with the exception of an olive tree and a fig tree. Because they are so chashiv, so therefore the fact that there are some grapevines and some of the branches, that doesn't mean that a person is mevatel the whole tree to those grapevines. Rabbi Yossi says, kol she'en kamayu noitin sodais shleimais. If you're not going to plant a whole field of such trees, then it's called an ilan srak, even though this particular tree does produce some peiros. The halacha is like the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says ilan srak in regard to this halacha, whether it becomes batel to the vineyard is the same as ilan srak all over. If it has peiros, it's not an ilan srak. If it doesn't produce peiros, it is an ilan srak. Once again, Reb Meir disagrees. Reb Meir says, to say that it's batel to the geffen, and I don't even look at the other peiros, because once there's some grapes on it, everything is called under the grapevine, that's only a zayis and a te'ena, olive and a fig tree. Rabbi Yossi says, it's only if I would plant such a field of such trees, but again, the halacha is like the Tanakhama. Anything that doesn't produce peiros has a din of an ilan srak.